So let's review. The Gemara cites a braisa that derives several halachas that pertain to Oila Sa'eif from the following pasuk. Ve'krivu ha'koin el ha'mizbeach u'molak es roisha behikta ha'mizbecha v'nimtza dami el ker ha'mizbeach. Ve'krivu. The word ve'krivu is written singular to teach afil preda achas yave el ha'mizbeach. Even one bird can be brought for a carbon knife. Because otherwise, the pluralized words minatayim oimin b'nei ha'yoinu would have implied that a minimum of two birds are required for a carbon knife. Ha'koin. At first, the Gemara assumes that HaKoin, likvaya loikoin, the word HaKoin comes to teach that only a Koin can do Malika, but a Zahar is disqualified to do Malika even though a Zahar is eligible to do Shkita in Karbonis Behema. However, the Gemara concludes that even without the word HaKoin, we know that a Zahar cannot do Malika, because V'chisal al-daitchash Zahar karv l'gab mizbeach, the Malika v'noi l'saiv must be done on top of the Mizbeach, and a Zahar certainly may not go onto the Mizbeach. The Gemara concludes that HaKoin shtei Malika ba'atzme shel Koin. The word HaKoin teaches that the Koin must do the Malika with his finger, even though regarding Zvachim, the Shechita is done with a sakin, a knife. Umalak, mimul oirif, the Malika must be done in the back of the bird's neck, because there is a gzer shav from Chata Saif through the word Umalak. Here, regarding Oila Saif, the Pasuk says Umalak es reishay. Regarding Chata Saif, the Pasuk says Umalak es reishay mimul orpay. Ma'alahalan, mimul oirif, af kan mimul oirif. Umalak vehikter, the Hekesh of Haktar to Malika teaches the following halachas. Just as in Haktara, the head is separate from the body because the word Haktara is mentioned twice, once for the body and once for the head, so too in Oila Sa'if, the Malika must sever the head from the body, and therefore, Mailik Umavdil, the Kohen must cut both simanim to separate the head. Whereas regarding Chata Sa'if, Mailik Ve'ena Mavdil, the Kohen cuts only one simon and does not separate the head because the Pasuk of Chata Sa'if states, V'lo Yavdil. And the Hekesh also teaches Mahaktara Beresha Mizbeach, Af Malika Beresha Mizbeach. Just as the Haktara, the meat is burned on top of the Mizbeach, so too, the Malika of Oila Sa'if must be done on the upper portion of the Mizbeach. The Hikter V'nimtza Damai. The Pasuk cannot be understood literally because V'chisal al Daitcha La'acha Shehikter Chayzer Umamatza, the Mitzah cannot be done after Haktara, but only before Haktara. Therefore, the Pasuk comes to make a Hekesh from Haktara to Mitzah. Mahaktara Beresha Mizbeach, Af Mitzah Beresha Mizbeach. Just as in Haktara the meat is burned on top of the Mizbeach, so too the Mitzah must be done on the upper portion of the Mizbeach, and there is a machlekes as to what part of the Mizbeach. The Tanakhama holds, Imasa Lamata Miragla Vafila Amma Ksheira. The Mitzah can be done anywhere on the upper side, even one Amma below the Saivuv, directly above the Chuta Sikra, the red line, which was at the midpoint of the Mizbeach. And although the Hekesh requires that Mitzvah must be done near the Mokam Haktara, the Tanakhama holds Eisa Ma'arach al Gabi Seiviv. The Haktara can be done even on the Seiviv. Therefore, Mitzvah above the Chut HaSikra is considered near the Mokam Haktara. While Rav Nechemya of Rav Elazar ben Yaakov hold Kol Atzma Ein Nasis El Beresha Mizbeach. The Mitzvah must be done on the top of the Mizbeach because they hold Eino Eisa Ma'arach al Gabi Seiviv. The Haktara can only be done on top of the Mizbeach, not on the Seiviv. Therefore, a Mitzvah on the side of the Mizbeach is not near the Mokam Haktara. The Mishnah taught Hivdil b'chatas pasul. If in the Malika b'chatas Sa'if he cut both simanim and separated the head from the neck, the carbon is pasul. The Gemara cites a brayis in which Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Shimon disagrees and says Shemati shemavdil b'chatas Sa'if. In the chatas Sa'if, the kohen may cut both simanim and the carbon is kasher. And the Gemara offers four approaches to this machlekes. In the first three approaches, Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Shimon agrees that Abdullah is forbidden in the chatas Sa'if, as the pasuk states below Yavdil, and the machlekes is merely in whether Abdullah caused the carbon to become pasul. Rav Chisda says, Mitzvah Chata Sa'if Ma'akavik Minayu. They disagree on whether in a Chata Sa'if the Mitzvah is mandatory for Kapar. The Tanakhama holds Mitzvah Chata Sa'if Ma'akav. The Kivin, the Mitzvah Da Ma'akav, Ka'avin Ma'isa'il B'Chata Sa'if. The Mitzvah is mandatory in the Chata Sa'if. Therefore, when the Kohen does both Avdalah and Mitzvah, which are features of Oila Sa'if, the Karma becomes possible as the Mishnah in the following parak states, Chata Sa'if Sha'asol Ka'maisa'il L'Shem Chata Psula. If a Chata Sa'if was done completely like an Oila Sa'if, even though he did it with the intention of a Chata Sa'if, the carbon is possible. While Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Shimon holds Mitzvah Chata Sa'if le'ma'akev, u'machatach baster ba'almahu, the Mitzvah is not mandatory in the Chata Sa'if. Therefore, if the Kohen does Havdalah, he won't do Mitzvah since it's not ma'akev, and Havdalah alone is not considered Ma'isa Oila because perhaps he intended merely to cut the bird's flesh and the carbon remains kasher. Or, shehiya b'simen sheni bo'ila sa'if ma'akev ikbenayu. They disagree on whether if the Kohen paused between the two simanim during the Malika ben Oila Sa'if, the carbon becomes possible. The Tanakhama holds Shehiya b'simen sheini bo'ila sa'if loy ma'akev, v'avagav the Shia, ka'avad ma'isa oila b'chatas. The Shia does not cause the Oila Sa'if to become possible. Therefore, even if he was mavdal with a Shehiya in the Chata Sa'if, it is considered ma'isa oila, and the carbon becomes possible. While Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon holds, Shehi b'simen sheni b'olas oif ma'akev, the Shia does cause an Olas oif to become posel. Therefore, if he was mavdal with a Shehiya in a Chatas oif, it is not considered ma'isa oila, and the carbon remains kasha. Or perhaps all agree that Shehi b'simen sheni b'olas oif ma'akev. However, Rav Baster ma'akev b'chatas ha'oif ikabenayu. They disagree on whether in a Chatas oif the kohen must cut most of the flesh after he cuts the first simen. The Tanna Kamma holds Rav Baster ain't a ma'akev b'chatas oif. And therefore, in the Chatas Oif, since the Abdullah can be done without Rav Baster, there is no Shia between the Simonim, and therefore the Abdullah is considered Maisa Oila, and the carbon becomes Pasel. While Rav Elazar ben Shimon holds Rav Baster Ma'akar B'Chatas Oif, and therefore in the Chatas Oif, since the Abdullah must be done with Rav Baster, which creates a Shehiya, the Abdullah is not considered Maisa Oila, and the carbon remains Kasher. Rav Elazar ben Shemua says they simply disagree on whether Abdullah is permitted in the Chatas Oif. The Tanna Kamma holds B'Chatas Oif ain Mavdil. Abdullah is not permitted in the Chatas Oif. Therefore, if you did Havdalah, it's considered a shinui, a deviation from Maisa Chatas to Maisa Oila, and the carbon is possible. While Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon holds B'Chatas Oif Mavdil, and Havdalah is permitted in a Chatas Oif. And although the Pasuk states Lo Yavdal, this does not imply an Isser, but rather in Sarach LaHavdal, one is not required to do Havdalah in the Chatas Oif. Therefore, Havdalah is not considered a shinui, a deviation from the Maisa Chatas to Maisa Oila, and the carbon remains kasher. Hanulach Parakacha Kacham and Bokashim completed the 6th parak of Masechta Zvachim, and we'll begin the 7th parak Chatas Oif in the next shir, Be'ezus Hashem.